Welcome to my podcast. It doesn't have a name yet, but I'm super excited to be talking with you guys every week about all things doula related. My name is Tia, and thank you for joining. So the name of this first episode is, would you try to get sushi from Burger King? I know that sounds hilarious. Why would you want to get sushi from Burger King? And that's my point exactly. And even if Burger King made sushi, would you want it from there? Probably not. So that's my point where I'm going with today in terms of birthplaces. And also when we're talking about providers. Oftentimes when I meet with clients, they say to me that they want a certain type of birth, or they're looking to have a certain type of birth. And I'm like, oh, that's great. Where are you going? And they tell me a place that's exactly the opposite of where I think that they can get what they're looking for. And so I always use that analogy. Why would you try to get sushi from Burger King? So if you're looking to have an unmedicated birth, and there are a couple of things we'll go going forward, we'll talk about, so that you'll know a little bit about me. I like to refer to birth as either medicated or not, or surgical or not, as opposed to natural or not. And so I'm always like, if you want an unmedicated birth, then it's probably not going to happen there just because of the kind of care that's given there. So if you want to have an unmedicated birth, here are the places where you may want to explore. And so this is one of the conversations that I have with potential clients and even clients once I'm hired, is why would you try to get sushi from Burger King? And if we kind of delve in a little deeper, we think about, like, think of a type of food that you really, really like, and you know who makes it well in a restaurant you might be familiar with, or your mom that made it, or your aunt, and you're like, oh my goodness, they make it so well. That's the kind of same thing happens where you're birthing. Some places do certain types of birth very well. And some places are really well versed in allowing for certain things to happen in birth, and some places are not. And so when we think about where we're going to go for our births, we need to consider what we're looking for. And so I think that's one of the really important pieces that we need to consider when we're looking for where we are going to birth. So this is why you get a doula. I always make up numbers, and so I probably will have numbers that are not really numbered, but just make up a number. So like one reason, 1,234, that you need to get a doula. Because your doula is very well versed in birth. And so she will know where to get you what you're looking for, or very close to what you're looking for. And so that you will then be able to say that whatever you were looking for, you were able to try to come close to getting it, or have the ability to have gotten it where you were. And so that's one of the great things about me being a doula, is meeting with people and telling them, you know, the places where they can get sushi and get really good sushi. So, yeah, I'm really excited to be talking with you guys today about this topic, because it's pretty passionate. I'm passionate about this topic. Because I feel like a lot of times one of the things that kind of happens is then we're trying to get something from someone or a place that's not going to be able to do it for us, and then we will be a little bit disappointed. And so I think as a doula, one of my jobs is to help kind of facilitate what you're looking for and what you need and how we can go about getting that. And so that's reason 1,234 for getting a doula. I think that would, that's one of the major, reasons. I mean, there's so many, and I might say major, but I really mean one of the many reasons. So as we come to a close, and this podcast is going to be a little short, just because I'm learning how to navigate and learning all about the process. And so maybe the next one will be a little longer. But the way I would like to describe myself as a doula is the way I often do that with people that I meet with for interviews, or people that I talk to, just in general about doula support. And I know typically doulas have been named like as birth coaches. But for me, I think of myself more as a tour guide to birth. And so when I say that, I mean, when you think about a place you've never been before or a place you haven't been very often. So doulas are great for second-time parents or third-time parents. But let's think about it in the sense of a first-time parent. You think about a place you've never been before. What would make it better? Someone that knows how to get around, knows all the great places to eat, knows how to get from A to B pretty quickly, knows all the great places to stay. And that's what I am to birth. I'm a tour guide to birth. And so for me, having this knowledge, informational and educational knowledge, is really helpful when I'm helping families with the support that they need as a doula. Hey, welcome to Doula Chat with Tia. We're so happy to have you today. And we're going to be talking to Dijon and Janelle, who are two of my very favorite clients, and I love them so much. And we're going to talk a little bit about their birth experience and their work with having a doula, who's me. So don't go away. Join us for Doula Talk. Okay, so today we have Dijon and Janelle here with us on Doula Talk, and we're so happy to talk to them about their birth experience. And so I guess my very first question would be, why were you guys looking for a doula?
I don't know if we was actually necessarily looking for a doula. I feel like it just kind of happened that way.
Okay.
Like, the stars just aligned, and it was meant for us to get a doula. I mean, we did want an unmedicated birth. And like, we took all the necessary steps to do so, and taking those steps, the doula kind of just fell into our lap.
Yeah. During childbirth class, I was introduced to a doula services. And that's how I knew about the importance of having a doula. And that's how I decided to take the services and have you here with us.
That sounds really great. So one of the things, I guess, when we think about doula support, and I think about the same thing when I think about when I had my son and my doula, who is an amazing friend of mine, is that you feel connected to your doula. And that connection is really important. If you don't feel connected, it won't really matter. And so sometimes people often come to me and they're like, oh, you have a lot of experience. And I'm thinking, will you feel connected to me or not? And sometimes I don't feel connected to people, and then I don't work with them, because I think it's important for that connection to be there, because if not, then we won't work well with each other, because it's a very intimate space.
Yeah.
So talk to me about the connection that you guys felt when you met me, or even like where we are now in terms of our connection. I guess you can kind of go, start from there and come forward.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned connection, because I had a doula before you. I was assigned to a doula before you. And so, and the connection was not there. And so instantly, it was the first time I met her, and it did not work out. And so I clearly understood that, okay, it had to be a connection there in order for us to move forward. And it's just not about the services. And so when you came, it just created a different impact. And it made me feel like I needed a doula and not just wanting one.
Right.
And so that alone changed my perspective on the necessity of having a support system you know, through doula services. And since then, honestly, we just been building, Tia and Dejan and I, and it just became more, you know, less about services and more about bonding and just understanding, you know, what we want out of our pregnancy and what are we willing to do to get it. And, you know, and just being open-minded about all the information that Tia brought to the table and trusting her information and trusting her word throughout it all. Because not only do you need the doula services, you have to listen, you know, to what is being said when those contractions are happening, because it's the hardest times to actually listen. And so, yeah, I think that, you know, through it all, you know, I feel like we went through a struggle together and we conquered together. So it just became more of a family bond now.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about you, Dejan? I feel the same way about you guys. Yeah. I have to talk to you guys at least once a week. I have to talk to you guys once a week.
Excuse me. Well, the connection is important because you want to be able to trust, right? You want to be able to have a person that you trust that can deliver the services that you want. Like, you know, I want to be able to trust that when it gets tough, you're going to say, no, let's stick to the plan. Let's stick to the birthing plan. Like, I don't want you to give in. Like, you know what I mean? Absolutely. We want to be able to connect with that person so you can form that trust, so you can ultimately maximize the things and get the things that you want from birth. So the connection is important. And luckily for us, we had the connection.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that is so very important, is being able to feel like this is someone that has your back.
Yeah.
Kind of feels like they're going to be there to support you. I recently had a dad that described me as the store manager. I was like, what do you mean? I'm like, I've been described as a lot, but store manager, he's like, you see everything and you're observing things and you are managing things.
Yeah.
He's like, you're doing so many things at once. Yeah. And so I kind of felt like, he said, I kind of feel like you have everything under control. I said, I do. I said, and it's interesting because people often ask me, you know, what are like the toughest situations? And I'm like, I don't really know what that would be, because I'm able to kind of navigate it all. Like, if I wasn't, I wouldn't be a good doula.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if something comes up and it is something I'm not familiar with, I'm going to try to use all of the tools that I gave you to kind of like work with them as well to support you through it. And so it wouldn't be helpful if your doula was like, you know what I'm saying? So.
And to just piggyback off of what you just said. So, like, just to give, like, some detail. When we were actually in labor, I went to sleep and left Tia there. So, right? I'm very protective of my family. So, if I don't trust the person, I would never feel comfortable to go to sleep. Like, you know, I'd be there the whole time. But I went to sleep. I went and got pizza. I was everywhere. The trust factor was definitely there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's the bond. That's the connection. That I think if you're going to look for doulas, I think when you do, you got to at least try to build that spiritual connection.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because birth is spiritual. Like, all of that is very spiritual. Like, absolutely. You know what I mean? So you have to have someone you connect to.
Absolutely.
And if you don't got that, then got to kick rock.
Absolutely. I think that is so important. So, for sure. So talk to me a little bit about the support. Because, support looks different for different people. Some people want a lot of educational support. Some people want a lot of physical support during labor. Some people want some emotional support. They need someone to literally hold their hand through the birth. And so talk to me about what type of support did you guys need or you guys were really looking for when we met each other, Dejan?
Okay, so to be honest, we didn't know what kind of support we needed. That's the thing. Like, you know, like, there was just a lack of education on all of this, to be honest. But when you came in, you know, you checked every box. You supported us in every way possible, as far as, you know, being there emotionally, as far as educating us on what you do, and just showing Bella how to breastfeed, everything. Like, you know, you brought all the support that we needed, and we needed all kinds of support, right? You know, just going over how many women, how many African-American women give natural birth yearly? Like, you know what I mean? Like, these are things I didn't know. Like, I was oblivious to.
Right.
Right? So you just brought support in every kind of way. And most importantly, you brought, you educated us on what's going on to the point where I'm able to educate others. So I think having someone who knows the ins and outs of what they're doing is very important. And also someone who's willing to show you and teach you is very important. And just to have someone who isn't numb to this, you know, because I'm pretty sure doulas give a birth, y'all give how many yearly or how many monthly, right. Like, yeah. You know, so it's easy to be like, oh, just another birth.
Right.
You know, so
absolutely.
I think, yeah, you just brought an abundance of support in every way and fashion possible.
Right.
All of it. Like, it was just crazy. It was an experience that something I've never experienced.
Okay.
You changed childbirth for me totally.
Wow. And this is not your first child.
No, this isn't. Right. This isn't my first child. But this is my first child. This isn't my first child, but this is my first actual childbirth.
Your first childbirth.
Right? If that makes sense. Like, you know, going through the motions, understanding that I do have a say, I do have a position, like, you know what I mean? And just being there. This is my first everything. And it was amazing. This was the singlest, most amazing thing that I've ever witnessed in my life.
Wow.
And you helped spark that.
Wow. I'm so glad to hear that. And, you know, support is so amazing. And like I said, it comes so different to different people. For some people, like, they like a lot of knowledge. They want to be educated. And I do plenty of education. But for some people, it could be one or the other. But it seems like it was a well-rounded approach with you guys. And you felt good about that. What for you, Janelle, what did you feel if there was, you know, one thing? Or did you feel like it was all-encompassing, like Dijon? How did you feel about it?
Yeah, I definitely agree with Dijon. I definitely feel like you had everything that I needed, everything that we needed and I needed, you know, when it was time for him to go to work. I feel like, you know, those, you have personal kits, you know, just, you know, uniquely for the pregnant woman. And then you had kits that was great for, you know, couples to utilize together.
Right.
And, it's so beautiful.
It's overwhelming.
It's overwhelming. It's just so much to talk about. But what I will say is that Tia has a bag that has everything. Like, she literally has a doula bag that has essential oils, you know, for massages, to smell, you know, during tough times or stressful moments. She has little games, you know, in her bag. She has like this little wrap around for the belly to move around. she has educational material, like, you know, there's actually she had like a coloring book, where you can color. What else she has? She had so much. She had everything that you need. A bowling ball, the bowl, like, in case you need it. It was, you know, she had everything. Like, listen.
One thing I noticed with you, babe, was the physical support during when we're going through the labor, the massages, checking for the contractions. Like, you know what I mean? All of those things. Like, for you, one thing that highlighted with me was the physical support. Like, you know what I mean? You're there all the way, whether it's rubbing your back or just talking softly. Like, you know what I mean? Understanding what your client responds to, right? And you don't get to that point without being there. Like, you know, because those are steps. Those are phases of the pregnancy. You got to understand that person. So it's like, just, and that right there is you being supportive. Like, you know, so that's one thing I noticed. Just the physical support during the actual labor. Everything.
And that brings me to my next question about, let's talk a little bit about that day. Like, okay, that's a hard question, right? Let's talk a little bit about that day. Because, you know, I think that, you know, when we think back to, like, all of the preparation that we did beforehand, it does come to a day, right? Mm-hmm. And for some people, the day is longer than others. Some people run into, you know, a couple days. But it was about preparing for that moment. So what about that day? Let's talk a little bit about that. If you don't have to do, like, a timeline, but you can talk about it in whatever way in which, you know, you guys feel comfortable doing that. So go ahead and let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, Dijon was at work. right, that day. Mm-hmm. He was at work. He was doing a night shift. And so we knew the day was coming. We just didn't know what day. So we was on top of the contraction app. Contraction app, right? Yeah, we were practicing because she suggested us to practice with the contraction app so we could kind of get an understanding of what real labor looks like because we were receiving a lot of Braxton Hicks. And so that night, I was getting more pain than usual, and I know that she said that she's open to, you know, calls any time of the day. And so at this time it was after midnight, and so I was just like, I'm not going to call her unless I really need her. And so I decided to, you know, call her at like 3 a.m. when it started to really hurt, and I knew it was not Braxton Hicks. It was honestly, you know, a deeper pain. And she honestly answered, not the first time, but she answered eventually in less than an hour. And she decided to monitor the contractions with me. And so she already knew that, based on the information that I gave her, it was time, you know, to start really monitoring because we were going into labor. And that's when Dijon started, you know, was on his way home, and he was really, really tired. I felt really bad, but, you know, it was time. So he was ready. He was on his way. He ended up taking a cab, and he was on his way. It was almost the same time that Tia was coming. And so I instantly didn't, you know, I had the scare that I was going to be by myself during labor. But then I just realized that, you know, again, the importance of having a doula, and then, you know, because now it was time for action.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I don't know how deep you want me to go, but
whatever you want to share, it's totally up to you. But did I get to the birth center first, or you did? Who got there first?
We got there at the same time.
About the same time, yeah. Right? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we got there at the same time. Right. Like, you were really on time. I'm telling you, she's an on-time person. Like, she was on time, and it was just like, It was short for me. It wasn't too long, because one thing Tia says before, you know, going into labor, it's like, we're not going anywhere. Like, we're not, it's no rush.
Right.
We got nowhere to go.
Nowhere to go.
We have all the time in the world for labor, the day of labor. So that helped a lot with not, you know, having anxiety about, okay, when is this going to happen? Even though you do have the anxiety, but it's not as high, because that helps. Like, okay, we're not going anywhere, you know.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, it was just a great experience. It's a phenomenal, and the words can't explain how truly, you know, we felt at that moment. But I definitely felt like, you know, it wasn't stolen from me. And, like, I was able to have control of my first labor experience, you know, and you know, having Dijon there, definitely just, you know, it was just like an extra support, like, you know, and it's just, I don't know. I really can't explain it. Like, you know, I wish I could, but it was just phenomenal. I love the fact that Dijon and Tia worked like a real strong team, like,
right,
together, like, because I was vulnerable. And honestly, my psychic was all over the place. I was not myself. And so they held it down a lot. They really took care of everything, you know, from the taxi, from, you know, bringing me back home, from my water breaking, and Tia making the decision to go back to the birthing center. You know, she could have waited, but so because she was so informed, she knew it was, you know, it was time. It was really time to go back to the birthing center and start preparing for the birth.
Yeah.
All right. So one thing I vividly remember, or one thing I felt, was how much in control you were. Right? So it's like, there's certain points of, like, the pregnancy where it's like, okay, what's going on now? What's happening now? Like, there was never no worry, right? Even when we first got to the birthing center and they sent us back home, okay, we went back home. You laid in the bed, your water broke, and then we went back to the birthing center with no issues at all, right? Tia was always in control, very calm, collected, you know, because there's a deep understanding of what's happening, what's the steps, what's the phases, right? So I remember that vividly. Even when we got to the hospital, she, like I mentioned before, she was so in control that she said, you can go take it. I was just getting off of work too. She was like, go lay down, go to sleep, right? So in order for a person to do that, they have to understand what's happening. And just watching you be in control of that atmosphere, that situation,
right,
made me, that was amazing. Like, you know, it changed the whole narrative of what's going on.
Right.
Because when a lot of times, like with other births, it's like everything is hectic. Oh, even when the water breaks, you got people running around, get your stuff, we got to go. Right. And they make it seem like it's a dire situation. Right. But it was with you, it was like, okay, this is natural. This happens. This is what's supposed to happen.
Absolutely.
Right? Just get your things. We going to get in this cab. We're going to move back to the birth. Like, you know what I mean? And even in the cab ride. Like, you know, when she's having contractions, she's cursing you out. You're still like, don't worry, Bella. We passing hospitals. She like, there's a hospital right there. Let's stop right there. No, we're going to go to the birthing center. Remember what you want. Like, you know what I mean? Just being in control and paying attention to all of our details. Paying attention to what we wanted. Like, you know what I mean? So that... That took the cake for me. Just watching you work in your environment.
Right. You know, it's so interesting. I feel like there's like a couple different qualities that I think that a good doula has, right? And so one of them is obviously having a great like sense of calm and being able to be at peace, even though it may feel a little hectic. And sometimes it's easy for, like, especially in a hospital birth, not a birthing center birth, because in a birthing center birth, like, everybody's very laid back. The midwives are cool. I'm cool. It's like a wonderful, very like cool thing. Like, mom's probably like, what in the world is going on? Yeah. But everybody's cool. But in a hospital birth, like, everybody's always like, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. And it's very easy to get caught up in that. Yeah. And so I think a great doula has this sense of calm no matter what. Like, even at the hospital, when there's that sense of urgency that sometimes is perceived and also sometimes is needed, right? But also, like, being able to help navigate, like, all of the different nuances and things. Like you said, at some points in times, I'm absolutely going to be... Ooh. And sometimes I'm gonna put my foot in your ass, right? And I'm gonna be like, you said what you said. And so, no, we absolutely are not going to the hospital. We're not gonna get an epidural, right? And so I often tell people, I go by what you say to me, because we're just learning each other. We're just learning and we're meeting. And so I can be very warm and fuzzy, but I also can be very kick-ass at the same time.
Yeah.
And that's one of the, like, one quality that a doula needs to be able to be very diverse and be able to kind of figure out, you know, when the necessity for that would be, like when someone is saying, you know, well, I want this, this, and this, and we've had clear conversations about that, then absolutely not. We're not going to do that. Yeah. And so I don't care, you know, if even though those contractions are talking, right? And that's who's talking. It's not you talking. It's the contractions talking. And so I know that you told me you wanted an unmedicated birth, so we're going to have an unmedicated birth. And so, yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, so what I will say is there any, like, final thoughts? Because I feel like we've had a really great conversation and we've talked really good about our relationship and everything. Does anyone have any final thoughts about anything they want to share? I guess if you had to share, I'll give you one thing and then you can say whatever. If you have one thing to say, the best part about having a doula would be... Janelle?
Oh, the best part about having a doula is that it's a lifelong relationship. It's someone that you can always look to. You can refer to other people, and also you can look to for guidance when it comes to having more births in the future. And also any evidence-based research that you need that concerning labor and birth.
I think we just recently talked about the fact that when you have your next child, that I definitely will be there.
Yeah, and this time will be a home. Yeah, Dijon and I will have more.
Dijon?
That's crazy.
That's crazy. What about your other thought? Wait, what about any other thoughts you want to talk about your birth or having a doula?
I think definitely I'm so happy and grateful that we have this podcast and this episode, because I think, you know, doulas need to be respected more and acknowledged for their work. And also, I think it definitely is imperative for doulas to be represented in more low-income communities, because awareness is very important. And I think that we lack the information and the support that can be given to us. So, you know, it's our right to have these services, and it's our right to be supported in the way that we are. And it's not, you know, it shouldn't be hard to find this information. And so I really hope that everyone who's listening is supporting this episode by spreading the word, and, like, you know, spreading this episode, you know, so people can have an understanding of what a doula service is, and why is it important, and why is it necessary for everyone to have, you know, whether single, you know, a single mother or a, you know, or a supported relationship. You know, I think it's important for everyone to really, really, really take advantage of this service. I definitely want to leave that, you know, leave with that note.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry. The question was what?
The question was, what one of the one of the, I guess, the best parts, I guess,
okay,
of having a doula.
All right. So for me, the best part was definitely, you know, gaining all the knowledge. Because it helped me be more a part of the pregnancy. And I think I mentioned it before, if I'm not mistaken. The reason why it helped me so much is because, you know, men in general, we go through pregnancy thinking that, okay, she's gonna have, it's 9 months, all right, she's pregnant, she's gonna have the baby, like, you know, there's really nothing much for me to do. I just be here, and that's
right.
me being supportive. Yeah. But with having a doula is, especially in my experience, just getting all the knowledge to be able to be there physically, emotionally, be there more emotionally, but just be there physically, understanding what it is that you can do was very important for me. Right. Just me personally, like, you know, and I think that helped me want to be a part of the actual pregnancy, and also helps me want to have more children because I can be a part of that now. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just not for me. It's not, pregnancy is just not for the woman anymore. Right. That's it. I'm having a baby too. Like, you know, so that,
you having
that,
a baby too? That, yeah, that, that's it.
Because I know more now. I know, like, you know, knowledge is power. Like, you know, so I'm knowledgeable on it now. Okay. You know, I can even pass the word. Like, I tell all my friends, like, you know, I'm telling you, I'm an advocate. So
the advocate for everyone needs a doula. Yes.
Yeah. You know, if you need one, get one. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not that easy. Like, you know what I mean? But again, like, you know, it's just, if you tell one person about your experience, then you're doing the work.
Yeah.
Right? You don't have to tell a million people.
Right. But if you have to tell one person.
You tell one person.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
that's
what I
so
mean?
Great. Yeah.
Then you're doing the work.
Yeah.
So that's, it changed my life and my outcome and how I look at pregnancy, period.
Right.
Period, point blank. So I think that's my final thought.
That's your final thought.
For men, if you get the education.
Yeah.
You know, get the knowledge on what it is that's going on.
Right.
And you'll have a better experience.
Absolutely. You know, it's so great to talk to you guys and to work with you guys. And I just have to say that it was my honor and my pleasure. And I appreciate everyone that has decided to allow me into that very personal space and that very intimate space. Because that's something that you will remember for the rest of your life, good, bad, or indifferent, right? And so I hope that as a doula, I would bring a very good experience, or, like, at least be able to, you would be able to say at the end of your experience, it may not have been everything I wanted it to be, but at least I was heard. And so that's one of the reasons why I do doula support, because, you know, every situation is not like this situation, unmedicated birth at a birthing center, which is exciting and it makes me excited as a birth doula. But I support so many different types of birth settings. And so I, you know, support people in hospitals, and if when people want to birth at home, I can support them at home. But I think that one of the things that's important at the end of the day is that you feel supported, yeah, and you feel like someone really had your back. And yeah, so as we come to a close today for Doula Talk, I'm so happy that you guys joined us. And thank you again to Dijon and Janelle.
Thank you.
One of my favorite couples. I love them so much. And to all of the all of my families that are going to listen to it, just know I love you all too, okay? I just don't want it to seem like I only love them, but I want to say I love all of you guys, and thank you all for allowing me to be a part of your births. It's always very humbling, and I'm always grateful that I'm allowed to be in that space. And have a great day. Bye-bye.